Hello.
I mean, like this is quite weird or odd of me to record more than enough in a week. But basically, I just had an epiphany in a sense, and I was like, okay, I gotta share this shit. Because, well, firstly, I mean, we all have someone we look up to. We all have that media person, that singer, that actor, that someone. And we look at them like, oh my God, inspiration, slaying, queen, king, whatever, you know, just like, you know, there's like that person, like there, you know, that's kind of like, I wouldn't say dictate, but kind of influence your kind of like worldview. Maybe that's somebody you get like your information from, your news from, you know, because like YouTube and TikTok, and there's so many media right now where you can just like look at people, subscribe to someone. Yeah, like, oh my God, yes, like this person is amazing. And I, you know, honestly, I have not, excuse me, necessarily like followed people much in my life, like, you know, online. And occasionally I would have certain musicians, mostly were musicians I'd follow. As a pirate, you know, in the seas. And there's like a couple of musicians that I revisit every so often. I'm like, oh my fucking God, how much he changed. Question. And yeah, it's kind of like that moment when you associate this particular musician or their music or their genre with this one thing, and then they change the whole thing. You're like, wow. And then you see how many people just drop off and they're like, oh my God, no, I can no longer like this guy or this, you know, like this person, because they changed up the whole fucking genre and like in general, and they do like the whole other thing. And in my case, I'm like, over the years, observing some musicians, because like there's one musician who I adored and I looked up to since I was like a freaking, you know, teenager, and I loved her like to bits. Like I couldn't get to her concerts. Like, okay, let's face it, I couldn't get to any fucking concerts, especially if they were not in my town. Even if they were in my town, if anything was like over 2-3 lats back in the days, I mean that was a no-no nonetheless, because mom is a strict kind of cunt. That's gonna get on your head, and then beat you the fuck up if you just don't do what she said. So, survival mode, anywho. So yeah, like I love that, like that singer a lot, and I have seen that there's a lot of like she went into the music quite young, and she had her like she did not only have this like certain genre and certain vibe to her music, she looked the part, you know, like we had Björk, we had Röyksopp, we had a lot of different really interesting musicians, and then Kelly showed up and I was like, oh my God, yes. And I was a huge fan for her, of her music art in general. And I was in love with Walking on Air when it came out first, and like it was everywhere on TV, and I just had to be there every single time I would hear it. I would just like turn it on and just watch it glued to the telly and sing along and shit like that. Like I loved it. And then with the time I realized that like poof, and like some shit got gone, and I was like, oh, where'd she go? Like I was like, I wouldn't say weirded out, but I was feeling awkward, because at some point I moved to like another country, so of course I didn't really have much of, you know, like access to like every day having the same kind of music, or like, you know, being like more there. And YouTube was, well, I mean YouTube existed at that time, but I mean it was not that advanced yet. So and I was a dumb cunt because I was not sure if like you could research such stuff back then. So that's why like I kind of like looked her up ages later, and I was like, wow, like I like her music. Like there's so much more, and there's Funeral Hearts, and there's like Army of Love, and I'm like, oh my fucking god, this is so amazing. And like, there's the Bubblegoth era, there's like the Darkness era, and there's all this kind of like changes, and the style and the artsiness of it, and I'm like, fuck, she's so talented, like, holy shit. Like, and once again, like, I get inspired by her. And then once more, like, life happens, and then you, like, once again, for like a long period of time, you don't, like, you know, stalk your favorite musicians or performers or idols or actors or whatever. And then at some point I realized, like, wait a damn minute, like, I have not seen even like her videos as suggestions or like subscriptions on my YouTube. I'm like, where should go? Like, some really long time ago, I had her like videos like show up every so often, and then for like multiple years, there was nothing. And I was like, well, that's just weird. Like, where is she? And that's when she was on a, I wouldn't say hiatus, but like away. And now she's back with a new song, with like this, back again with the concept of Bubblegoth, but it's kind of like leveled up a lot, and it looks amazing. Like, it still is inspiring, it still is artistic, but there's a few things that just collide with me. It's kind of like I observed, like, I don't know her directly, like, I know I ain't got the clue, no pain fist, like, how she is, like, as a, you know, face-to-face kind of level person. What I do know is that she's really amazing. She is creative. She is inspirational in general. And she not only kind of like went abroad to be in Americas and then tried to, you know, like do her career there, get some achievements, get everything, and then just like have her own kind of life stuff happen to her, and then come back to Estonia, and then just kind of be in between this like Americas and Estonia and stuff like that. And to me, it's kind of like, it's like this inner bad trait of like, I would like to know what happened in her life, yet I'm not a friend or like a close person to like pry into like what happened, you know, just to know, just to sate my curiosity. That's just rude. Like, life is life, and person is person, and you can all just like, you know, dive into someone's life just to know shit. Like, what the fuck? Don't be like a gossip. What? And so, yeah. And to me, it's kind of like, I have seen this like progress from one country and one setup and one thing altogether, and then her just going kind of like on her, by herself, and then like finding her own like other people who would support her and her group, and how it developed. Like, new people, then just like building a house in nowhere in Estonia, and that looks amazing. And she kind of like did the whole building by herself, mostly with her friends. Like, what the, like, that girl has skills. And I'm like, holy shit, like, that's literally like how most of us in like Eastern Europe are. We just like middle of the words, creative as fuck, and just like awkward as hell. So I'm like, that just, that's amazing. And like, once again, seeing her and her being this and that, and just like, how, you know, it's interesting. There's other musicians that I have been stalking on and off, because I'd see like their new music and their new albums, but like, when you are with a musician or like, you know, a person of like that's a media person for a long period of time, you notice shit. like for example, in YouTube, there's like people you kind of like admired, you kind of like were interested in, you know, because they would provide you some information, kind of like they would do these videos and movies and whatnot and stuff and information, they would create stuff and just like that. And with the years, people who were like 2000s, like early 2000s, when like you found these people to be amazing back in the days, later on in the game, you discover the actual side of like the dark side of these people. You're like, what? No, like, you are crushing on these people you were like, oh my god, this person like him, her so much, like doesn't matter, like them. You just have a crush on this person. And then like in social media you get to know like later on, like years later about like the issues that's going on behind. You're like, what the fuck? It's like even with Lolita community, we had like a huge controversies back in the days. Like I was in awe like with what was going on and how like child abuse, the shit you don't see, like especially when it's a young person doing the media stuff. And you kind of think that this person has like full support of their parents or something, and like that's kind of like what they say. But like when you get to learn years later that that was not the case and there was so much more going on, you're like, oh my God. And like that got me thinking, like all of this shit of like going back and forth and like just like watching in real life how shit develops in real life for people, and then getting to know something that about them that just pops off and you're like awkward, really disturbing even in some cases. So you're like, but why? Like I had, I mean, in some cases when these people create their songs or their content or something, you see it and you're like, ah. And in some cases, it's kind of like an aha moment when you realize they're in pain. Like they've been through the darkness, the pits of hell, the fucking purgatory, and are like trying to get back up or are back up after all of that. And it's depicted in their art, in their music, and they're kind of like, it's just there, you can see it. I mean, even like, if it's kind of like sometimes it's just not there, like you don't see it, like visually it's not just like posted everywhere and blah blah blah. I don't know, you can sense it. It's easy to sense it in the music, like especially if it's kind of like the singers are the songwriters, like that's when you know. Like that's when you know for like 100% that shit went down. And with like most musicians that I was like following and I was crushing on, I was viewing that they were the ones to write the lyrics. Like that's kind of like my kind of musicians that I follow a lot. They're the ones to make the music, like to write the lyrics and to make the music most of the times. And as I followed that, I would see like this kind of like a sad part to the whole like media altogether, that when they're younger, and it's kind of like the emphasis on when you're younger and you're like going to this media shit, you're getting more popular because of your youth, sort of. It's gonna blow up like it's like over proportionate, like there's no proportions to be exact when it comes to like a younger shit being out there, and just doing some stuff or like singing or being like trying to make it out, and you're really young and everybody's gonna be like they're propelling you up because you're so young and you just like kind of decided what you're gonna do. But in some cases, most cases, we get this young prodigies and young stars and they race up, rise up, they get out there, and I don't know why this, I wouldn't say why this happens, but like it's been like such a slap back into the reality to see how there is a lot of like producers and managers and companies that exploit the fuck out of young prodigies and young kind of like stars and creators. And that I fucking hate to bits. Like I honestly fucking despise that. Because for most of my kind of like young years, I was mostly like having this issue with like, but why would the like fans of this band or of this like singer of these people would stalk them outside of their houses? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? To just, I mean, To me, the concept of writing like fan letters, yeah, sure, go for it. Like, if you have something cool to say, okay, do it. You know, the concept of just stalker, like staying outside of your, like, you know, media person's, like, your favorite media person's house, outside of it, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, can you, like, even like back when I was a teenager, I had an understanding that these people have life. Like, besides art, work, performances, all that, you know, they have family, like, they have personal life, and like, to me, that was kind of like common sense. But apparently it was not. So I was like, hey. But like, they're also people. Like, they're human. They also need their space and, you know, like, time and shit. And seeing how some media people got driven into the corners of even not just switching locations, switching countries altogether to have more privacy, to have more space, because people would just like be that fucking dumb to go and just be like, oh yeah, hi, I came to your house, give me an autograph and take a picture with me. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's rude. I mean, that's just definitely 100% rude. Like, I mean, that's what I understand when these kind of like media people, they just go like, go fuck off, kind of like, fuck off, I'm gonna shoot you in the face, get out of my fucking porch, you know? Because like, that's just, wow, like, how the audacity of a person to go like that, like, nah, just nah, like, calling police right up, like, fuck that. So yeah, like, that's just fucking awkward. And why I know that it exists, and why I know that it's like, why kind of like since the younger years I knew that this is like fucking horrible. Once again, because in my childhood I had some like mom's friends who knew where we would stay, and even if my mother was not at home, and back in the days, like, having a, you know, cell phone, mobile phone was not common. And you literally would have, most of the times, just people showing up randomly at your door. And I had to deal with very awkward situations with people saying to me, like, oh yeah, I tried to call your mom on the Siemens phone, but she didn't reply, so here I am. And you're there after, you know, like, school, or it's like in the summer, you're there kind of like awkward, like, the fuck? Or you're scared out of your wits because some drunken asshole is there in the middle of the night, or like in the like late evening, and you know your mom is somewhere else, and someone is just like fucking blasting the door, trying to freaking pry it open and just hitting, you know, just like banging on it, like fucking there's no tomorrow, and you're just a small kid who was watching telly. And the voice behind the door is yelling at you, like, I saw the light inside, I know you're there. And nothing, you know for a fact that nothing you say is going to make that person that's drunk as fuck leave. So you kind of like go through the whole of the trying to call up the, like, your, you know, like your parents. Like, that situation's getting like your parent on the phone, and then you kind of like quietly in the furthest corner away from the door, you're trying to kind of like talk on the phone with the person and say like, hey, there's this like person here that came by and like he needs bang in the door and shit, like, you know, and you're afraid of, you know, you're fucking trembling and shit, like, you're scared as fuck. And I mean, I love that we had like really nice neighbors. They were an old couple, but I loved it when, if anything too harsh of a situation would be there, they just like open the door and say like, hey, nobody's there. They might have like left the telly on and just left the house. Like, what the fuck do you want? And that kind of situation got me even to the point of like, I had to leave the telly on for the whole of the night. Because some of these weirdos, they would stay just like outside of the house throughout all of the night just to meet, you know, like my parents who would be partying somewhere outside. And like that in itself got me to not sleep at all, because like that shit would just like come up to, you know, try doors, pry the doors open, see if it's like, you know, if there's any change in you, like shit. So nah, not cool. And because of those kind of situations in my life, I knew that if there's somebody random at your door, knowing like you personally or somebody kind of like that's your relative and they're trying to get in and bust the door open and just be like, hey, but I want to talk or something along those lines, or like, I know you're there, like that shit is scary. It's not like fucking no, just no. And me as a kid going through that shit, not cool. So that's why I just genuinely can understand like media people not being happy with somebody random showing up at their door and just like going through the hell of just like crazy stalker, like, you know, like people. And with all of that, I even like got to know about the whole of the new level of like crazy when I went into like K-pop and K-drama section. Like it's like J music, like Visual K and all that. I knew that our kind of like European fans were crazy, because like they would be there outside of your house trying to take pictures of you and shit, like, you know, even breaking into your kind of like personal like house and shit. When I got to learn about how shit was done back in like Japan and Korea, I got even more baffled with the levels of the crazy that's there. Because when I got to know that there were toys, like plushy toys, sent to people with fucking hidden cameras inside of them, like with speakers and shit, like what the f- or like poisoned food and stuff like that, like menstrual blood razors, like, you know, sent in, like, you know, like packages or whatever, like the hell. I mean, letters written in blood and shit like that, I'm like, what the f-. And here I was thinking that people are just decent, you know, with common sense. But getting to know that, I'm like, fucking hell, that's the fuck is that? Like, it was like, I was around the age of like 18, 20 when I got to know about this shit, like, you know, maybe even 17, somewhere there when I just like, because like I went into like Visual K like and all that shit since I was 17. So when I got to know about that, I was like, fucking hell. People do that? Like, are you fucking mad? And like the amount of shit with like even like letters laced with drugs, like just paper laced with drugs, like how fucking what? Like the amount of like cases of like this kind of shit with like fan letters being this kind of like, you know, trying to kill bloody actors, musicians, producers, and just like good people, and like getting them media people in hospitals and stuff because of it. And I'm like, fuck, you know, that's mad, like that's fucking mad, that's mental, the fuck. And with that, having now the more kind of like strict policies of like you can only send letters, you cannot send like items. If you send items, they go through kind of like really strict kind of like, you know, checks of like x-rays and whatnot, just to see like if everything's okay and shit like that. And I'm like, wow. I mean, makes sense though, people were killed by stuff. So I'm just like, you know, even put to hospitals because of, you know, shit and food and stuff like that, you know, so not cool. And yeah. So it's kind of like these moments when you kind of like follow and like, you know, you look up or you just like follow some media people and get to know about the shit. It's weird. And it's kind of like you get to understand them more in a way. But at the same time, you're like, now we're in a more supposedly civilized world where people don't necessarily do that shit. They do crazier shit. Like, you know, like they either like mock you online and there's like the whole cyberbullying or canceling culture and just like, you know, just like You think you did it, now you don't. And then you get to discover like the whole level of the darkness and just like what the moment you discover like the child abuse in like the media culture. Like that's like it's like the darkest side of the world. Like it's just I managed to read just that much. Like I could just like the amount of like shit in there and the like oof. Like when you think the world is bad, you don't know shit until it gets to kinda like get into the whole lot of like, you know, this kind of like young actors being exploited and like used by like high standing people and like shady shit, even sexually and whatnot, just absolutely horrible. And I guess the worst for me is that like the whole understanding that realization that it's still happening. Like these motherfuckers ain't reprimanded. The fuck are we doing? What the hell? It's quite easy to go on the dark web, just find the right kind of places and, you know, like order people to be gone for like, I don't know, 500 euros, 2,500 euros. I mean, there's options. And no, I'm not gonna tell you, like, just it's like it's like if you know what's Dark Knight and how to just like go in there, like go for it. But as long as you're like, you know, mentally strong enough to kind of like see all that, because the basic legends of the Silk Road and like all those drugs, and it's kind of like the it's the soft core side of it. there's way for sure things, but like the most amazing things that I did find is like the recipe websites. I love them. Like just fucking recipes about like food and like pies and like stews and stuff like that. It's amazing. So there's anything from like niceness and like cool stuff, and it's like literally like harmless, absolutely harmless, like 100% harmless shit. But there's also a million times more of like the dark shit that's like why. And like if you go there, like the conspiracy iceberg just like shows you the cryptic shit that you never knew existed. So yeah, great times. So yeah, like that's kind of like my. So we're I'm right now trying to kind of like pick together the epiphany that I had. Like what the fuck, it was, if to put it in shorter kind of like words, altogether, it's when you follow media people, like whether it's social media or it's like well-known platforms, and you see how they change or how they disappear and then reappear years later again with something interesting going on, and how they change altogether, or they're no longer supporting the narrative that was prior and they're more open and they're like doing their own thing without the help of like, you know, financial support of big companies or like, you know, shit. It's interesting to see that they start like nowadays more, they start to show their humane side, to be more human. They're kind of like, they show that they're more human, but in some cases who you kind of like saw more human as a media person switches into this more of like someone else. And then you start to question like it's kind of like when you see their art now, you kind of like, I wouldn't say piece together some stuff, but you start to see how there's something shady about it, but you can't yet put a finger on it, but there's already this disturbing feeling to it, and you're like, I smell controversy, which is not there yet, and I'm not sure if I want to know it. So So the epiphany is that some changes are for better, some changes are for worse. But when it comes to media people, it's either, it's going to be a big bang either way. So, yeah. So I guess we'll see. And see you in the next one.